You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Animals are friends.
Kitty is my friend. Puppy is my friend. Giraffe is my friend. So I'll be nice to them. Eagles are my friends. Gorillas are my friends. Chipmunks are my friends. So let's be nice to them. We can learn from them. Penguins are my friends. Parakeet, my friend. Goldfish are my friends. So let's be nice to them. Bunnies are my friends. Elephant, my friend. Kangaroo, my friend. So let's be nice to them. Lobsters are your friend. Starfish and mice are your friend. Hippos are your friends. So let's be nice to them. We can learn from them. From that bear with them.
It's a bear!
But bears are my friends too.
Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. It's a fun Friday, and I thought we were going to be a little silly today, but we do have an important message to talk about. But yeah, you know, my kids grew up with Yo Gabba Gabba, and that was one of the many songs on Yo Gabba Gabba. You know, we went to go see them live, and DJ Lance gave me a high five for wearing a Blackhawks jersey. True story. Anyhoot, so, you know, we had, you remember Haley? Haley Singer was on our show a few weeks ago, and she talked about her company, which was named A Hymn to Ahimsa. And ahimsa is a Sanskrit word for no harm. And I don't want to get preachy here, but I think I'm going to. I think that one of the things that has to happen with humanity is more love. And we have to have more love for the environment. We have to have more love for ourselves. But I think we also have to have more love for animals. Now, granted, if it's a cat or a dog, everyone's all, ooh, cat, dog, ooh, cat's so pretty. Ooh, that dog's so cool. I love that dog. However, there are other four-legged animals that you have to consider. And I just feel like, do we really, really need to eat them? Honestly, I'm just going to ask the question. I'm sure this is going to be a controversial episode. Everyone's going to say, Michael, you're being judgmental. No, I'm not. I'm just asking the question. Do we really need to eat animals? I'm just asking. Do you think you can live without that steak? Do you think you can live without that turkey on Thanksgiving? Do you think you can live without the barbecue ribs? I mean, I just want to pose the question. I mean, I know I am vegan. And I know everyone's like, oh, those vegans are so judgmental. They're all crazy, blah, blah, blah. But I just wanted to have this. I wanted to say this because I knew this was going to come up on Breathe and Bounce sometime in the future. I just want you to think about it. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you, oh, you have to do this. Because, I mean, my personal opinion is I don't want to eat something that lives, that breeds, that procreates. I don't want to subscribe to an industry that rips their babies from their mothers and ends up killing them and making them very expensive dishes while their mothers give lots of milk so people can get calcium, even though there are other ways to get calcium. I'm just asking the question. If you could, and if there was a way to do it, would you? If there was a way to avoid all this suffering that is so bad for our environment, the methane gas that's produced by killing animals, it's off the charts. And it is screwing up the environment. So I just, like I said, once again, I just am asking the question, do you think you could do it? Well, I'm going to challenge you. We are going to do our Breathe and Bounce challenge. And that challenge is, I'd like to see you go this weekend without eating any animals. Can you do it? Can you stay away? This isn't Lent. This isn't a religion. God's not going to get mad if you blow it. I just want to raise awareness on this topic. I don't want to do it too much on the show because this show's about the yoga and the mindfulness. But I think we have to think about when it comes to mindfulness and it comes to the show, one of the big pillars of the show is kindness. And if you're going to be kind, you have to be kind to all living things. It's something that, you know, we have said on the show before. It's something that we say at the end of yoga practices. Be kind to all living things. So I just want you to think about that. I want you to think about that while I play this next song. We have someone special coming on today. She actually does yoga with dogs. Now, she doesn't use the dogs as props. We're going to talk about that later on, so you're going to want to hear this. So don't go anywhere. I hope I didn't tick off the entire audience, but if I did, La, 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 la. It don't bother me if you're old or young, if you got lots of money or you got next to none. Where you think we all go when we die? It ain't on my mind if you're big or small, how long it takes ya to get up when you fall, if you can or cannot handle the spice. In a world where you can be anything, I'll be kind to you. Could you be kind to me? Kind to me is all I'm asking. From ways in the bone. If you get off the guys, girls, both kinds, or someone in between, or like to dress up even when it ain't Halloween, I don't mind. I say each to their own. In a world where you can be anything, I'll be kind to you. Could you be kind to me? I would like to introduce Debbie Bailey Smith. Debbie has been teaching yoga for quite a long time. I mean, you brought up Bally's while we were off here. That's how far back you go. Welcome to the show today, Debbie. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Debbie, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I discovered that you were doing. You actually, unfortunately, I missed this class, but you did this last month. You practice yoga, but you practice yoga with dogs. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you have that right.
Well, tell me a little bit about what you're doing here.
I'm a volunteer at a local shelter. I've basically been volunteering for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. I have done cat yoga, dog yoga. This was my first experience with this shelter. And what we have is we have a mixture of our, what we call our littles, our medium dogs, and then our larger dogs. And the back of the shelter is just beautiful. It's actually named Peaches Meadow. And it's all enclosed and fenced, and we do yoga classes once a month on Saturdays. And
awesome.
we have a great, great, great time.
And this is right up the road from us, right? Young at Heart, correct?
You're right, yes.
Yeah. It's a cool place. I've been there before. I actually hung out at, the cat patio? The catio, they call it?
The catio.
Yeah, they got some really cool cats there. Now, I do want to ask, you're not using the dogs as props or anything like that? Like, someone's not going to, like, do down dog and then have a dog, like, go on top of them? Because I know with the goat yoga, people do that, and I honestly, I'm not a fan of that kind of thing, but that's not you, right?
No, that isn't. And honestly, I've never done goat yoga for just that reason. Our animals come out basically to visit us. It's mm-hmm. very random. They are let out for, we start with the little dogs, let everybody that's taking the class get comfortable. We're on our mats. The dogs are just roaming. Ideally, if you are in a pose or relaxation, you really have to kind of hope and see if there's a possibility if a dog is near you and you maybe want to give it eye contact or, you know, you just want to let it kind of come to you. That's the whole premise of our classes. So, you know, we just work on letting the dogs explore mm-hmm. and letting our students do the same thing.
Awesome. So it's kind of like, you know, sometimes when you're lucky in class, your teacher might come give you a shoulder press. But in this situation, you might have a dog come lick your face while you're doing like a twist or something.
That is exactly right. And it happens a lot.
Oh, does it?
I think that's the melting pot of the class, if you will. The experience, even just hearing them and hearing the animal sounds and hearing them being dogs, mm-hmm. you know, not being props. And that's what makes it so special and endearing.
That's and you teach this class, correct?
I do.
How do you keep focused? What if you get a dog that's really rambunctious and is really, you know, you got someone sitting in meditation and this dog is just jumping in their lap? Do you have any way to slow that down, or how does that work?
That's a great question, Mike. Really, because, you know, it has happened where, you know, potentially a dog will. And for example, the first time I actually took the class, that did happen to me. And ironically, it wasn't downward facing dog. And the dog came underneath me and gave me a huge kiss.
Ah.
And, you know, I broke out in laughter and I just kind of dropped to my knees. And the next thing I know, I'm kind of in a side fetal position and the dog is visiting me on the mat. And it's such a happy experience. So you have to go kind of with the flow.
Yeah,
no pun intended.
Well, that's what yoga is all about. It is about going with the flow. You know, if you fall out, you get back up. If you don't hit it today, you might hit it tomorrow. It's always changes. See, you had something cool here, so you were able to avoid my number one question that I ask everyone. And my number one question that I ask anyone that comes on this show is, what brought you to the mat?
Yeah, we all have a story, right? Mm-hmm. I will say something that is really probably unique about me. I did not willingly go to the mat. The mat came to me. And this story is very brief, but I was actually a cycling instructor at the time at Bally's, and you had brought that up and mentioned that.
That's
and
right.
I was in Rosemont at a spin conference.
Okay.
And there was a wonderful instructor there that everybody kept telling me, I have to go take her class, because it was not just cycling classes. It was a fitness conference. So I walked into the room. Yoga mats were down. There were hundreds of people in this room.
Wow.
So imagine a huge banquet room, and I was at the back of the class because I sort of got there on a late arrival, and all I can tell you is I remember getting on the mat and not being able to do probably two-thirds of what the instructor was doing. So the next thing you know, I'm immersed in the class. I was just completely... The second, it's like finding a dog. It's like finding a cat. The minute, it's like marriage. The minute you meet.
You found your support animal. You found your support animal.
So true. The mat, exactly.
The mat became your support animal.
And, of course, my first yoga mat had an animal print, so.
What make you, okay, so you obviously practiced for a while. What made you want to start teaching?
Oh, well, I was blessed to already be a teacher, but I think that what really drew me to yoga was the idea of self-care, self-awareness, slowing mm-hmm. down everything in my world. I was a triathlete. I was a very fast twitch, high energy human being that needed grounding. Yeah. And I was going through some things in my life, and I really believe in karma. I do believe that things happen for a reason. And I believe I walked into that room that day. It was life-changing for me.
It was really beautiful because you were doing all this yoga, and then you got into, volunteering at the animal shelters. And that obviously became a love for you, as you said.
Yeah.
So you took two loves and you merged them together.
Correct.
That is so beautiful.
Oh, it's such a happy place. You know, I encourage people, even if you're not an animal lover,
mm-hmm.
you come into this mix of, you know, as I like to call it, peaceful intensity, where the animals are unconditional love, always. And isn't that what we really all should be, you know, in life, right?
Absolutely. 100%. I agree. Do you have a favorite at the the shelter?
Well, the shelter would tell you that I'm actually more of a cat person because my shifts are more cat than dog, because the dog shifts are very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the cats sometimes are the underdogs in the shelters. So having been and owned dogs and cats, I love the littles. I like the little dogs. The little dogs mm-hmm. are they're little balls of energy, but they're also the most they have the most issues, sadly, with their health. It seems like the littles are the ones, because they are small, they're immune compromised, and they're so fun. They just make you smile. But all dogs make me smile. While animals make me smile, I actually have adopted an elephant in Africa. So I am all about, you know, that serenity of feeling that I'm doing something for people, and I'm doing something for the animals as well.
That's awesome. One thing I did want, since we are on the topic of Young and Heart, I know they've got this big benefit coming. It's actually tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be tomorrow at Pinstripes at South Barrington. It's going to be like a fundraiser. There's going to be live music, dinner, open bar. They're going to have some live and silent auctions and things of that nature. If people want to find out more information about that, plus find out information about what you're doing, the website I got here, www.adoptaseniorpet.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. Basically, I think because we have so many events throughout the year.
If someone does want to adopt, this might be the place to go do it.
Oh, my gosh. There's nothing better than an animal that already has all of the training that mm-hmm. it needs. It's in a much more easy peasy place. Right, it's kind
not,
of like
not
yoga.
Ripping down your wallpaper, you peeing bet. On the carpets, all that stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
And even, you know what, and the truth of the matter is, I mean, you know, I've got two baby cats, and yes, they can be, you know, they can definitely cause trouble, but it's all worth it. At the end of the day, it's totally worth it.
Absolutely.
It's all about love. Well, Debbie, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Debbie, if someone wants to reach you, I have an email address here of Deb Central Inc. Is that correct?
Incorporated, yeah.
Deb Central Inc. At yahoo.com.
Yeah. If anybody is interested at all in having an experience with an animal and they want me to come to their home and they want to use their own animal, that is perfectly acceptable as well.
That's awesome. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for the time. And we look forward to the next event, because I definitely want to go to one of these dog events. It sounds like a lot of fun. And I know you'll have I know they get announced from time to time on the website. Once again, that's www.adoptaseniorpet.com. Just go there. You can follow that. Debbie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it. Namaste.
Namaste.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction, oh, beautiful release. Memories seep from my veins, let me be. Some peace tonight in the arms of the angel. Fly away from here, from this dark, cold hotel room and the endlessness that you fear.
All right. I'd like to thank Debbie for coming on the show today to talk about Young at Heart. You know, animals, they adoptions are really a good thing. And I guess they're good to do yoga with now. I guess we'll have to try that. You know, I know a lot of people that do yoga have dogs, and they want to, you know, they really love dogs. Maybe they do some yoga. I have to ask about that one. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for, you know, the support and everything as usual. You want to find out more about Breathe and Bounce, you can. Just go to our website. It is Breathe N, the letter N, Bounce, BreatheNBounce.com. Plenty of things there, plenty of resources for you to check out. I'm starting something new. It's called The Gratitude Chronicles. I just started it last week. I'm just writing about some stuff. I also do a mindful moment on Mondays where I talk about something that might be helpful to you. And you know, that's what Breathe and Bounce is all about, is we're just trying to make the world a better place. My goal, as usual, is to come into your life and make it a little bit better when I leave it. So, once again, just like I said, thank you for listening. We've got so many cool things coming up here in the next few weeks. We also are going to have another Yoga Studio of the Month at the beginning of October. I do not have it picked out yet. If you want to go to the website and give me some feedback on a studio you practice at, that would be great. And I'm also excited to announce that Bhante Sujatha, the love and kindness monk, has agreed to come on the show. That's going to be coming up in a few weeks. So may all living things be well.